ever had so many nice things said about me. Bit embarrassing, really. But I will say it's only by God's grace. It's by God's grace that I've been able to do this job. And I say that at the very start. You know, that actually I have had to depend on the Lord in ways that I've never had to in the past. I'm going to start with a story about when I was a very little girl. I was about 3 or 4. We were living in a very pretty place called Colonia in Uruguay. If you look at your map, it's opposite, on the opposite side of the River Plate, from Buenos Aires. It's 25 miles across at that point. But I was a little girl, and the ferry coming from Buenos Aires to Colonia had sunk. And I was a tiny child, and a baby had died. And I was inconsolable. And my mother, I can remember the issue, and my mother was trying all day to comfort me. And I wouldn't be comforted. I'm a bit rebellious at heart. I can be a bit stubborn and a bit difficult. Gareth's not mentioned that, but I have been a bit difficult sometimes. But apparently my daddy came in, and I was daddy's little girl, you know. He sat me on his knee, and he said, "Jesus knows. Jesus knows." And I've carried that with me ever since. So when things are difficult, Jesus knows. And that's something from being quite a little girl that I wasn't going to tell you, but I've changed my mind as usual. My notes have gone out the window. But thank you for your encouragement, your prayer support. As I look round, many of you have said to me from time to time, "How are you?" And that I have really valued. Thank you, those of you that have entrusted me with things that you found difficult, with your experiences, that you've trusted me not to go and spill it all on Facebook or whatever. That has been a real privilege for me. That is fantastic. You see, God doesn't promise that our lives are going to be perfect. He doesn't promise that we're going to be free of heartache or free of sorrow. It's not that we're going to have those all the time, but they do visit us from time to time, heartache and sorrow. But God does promise to be with us. And Psalm 23, you know, "When I walk through the valley, I will be with you," says the psalmist. Speaking of Jesus, "I will be with you." It's that Jesus knows bit. And in Isaiah 43, this came up in our house group 2 or 3 weeks ago. When you pass through the waters, and it's that same phrase, "I will be with you." When you pass through the waters, "I will be with you." Now, those difficulties can be to do with loss, with bereavement, with loss of jobs, with loss of something else. And sometimes those losses are difficult to deal with. But God promises to be with us. I've visited lots and lots and lots of homes as I look round. I've been to see some of you, quite a number of you that are here this evening. Thank you for coming. It's brilliant. But I have been to lots and lots of homes. When I looked through the directory, I realised I've been to over 100 homes, which is quite a chunk. I've been to visit various hospitals. And Jean told the story of us going down to Shrewsbury. And we've been saying that Ray, because of his treatment and what he was a little bit forgetful. And we walked in, and Ray was dozing on the bed. And he looked at us, saw me at the bottom of the bed, and he said, "Hello, Ruth," which made us all howl with laughter, because we hadn't been sure that he would remember who I was, because at the time, with an infection that he'd got, he was a bit confused. So that was quite something. I've been delighted to visit some of our littlest, newest members, and it has been such a joy to hold a tiny, tiny little being in my hands, in my arms. It's been wonderful. We've had people who've been willing to cook for the families, and that's brilliant. I've been sending emails out and saying, "We've got so-and-so's baby due in such-and-such. Can anybody make a meal?" And so we've had, I don't know how many meals have been cooked and delivered to families with new babies, and that is just terrific. Anyway, I've prayed at various homes, I've had a laugh, I've shed tears at some, and it's been ups and downs, really. So one thing that surprised me hugely, going to visit people who are in hospital or in a care home or even at their own home when they're close to death. Now, usually when I've been to see somebody in that state, you're emotionally engaged. So you're a bit upset because you can see the end is coming and our humanity comes out. But when you go as a pastoral worker, you suddenly find yourself in a place that is really holy. So somebody might be asleep in a hospital bed and you don't want to wake them, and I sit quietly and God is there. It's a holy place. I can't describe it. It's just astonishing. And I've sat sometimes for half an hour quietly just praying. Sometimes I've sung a hymn. And I'm saying a hymn because it's somebody older and they might know one of the older hymns, and God has placed in my heart a hymn to sing to them. That's described it as a lullaby. I don't know if that was the case. But certainly I sang hymns and maybe a carol or two. Not to everybody. It was just as the Spirit led. And it was extraordinary. I can't explain enough about what a blessing that is. What a blessing that is. To be seeing somebody. Wow, who's going to see the Lord Jesus in the space of the next few days? It's just amazing. And God's presence, God's Spirit is there. And I'm just there as a sort of onlooker almost. Fantastic. I can't describe it enough. It's just, I suppose, because you're not engaged emotionally necessarily. And it might be somebody that I've only known a short time. But often when I've prayed, there's some indication, you know, a turn of the head or perhaps a smile that just crosses their face that tells me that they've listened and they've heard. Isn't that fantastic? Isn't that fantastic? I just, you know, it's just a holy place. It's just amazing. You know, that somehow the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, is there. And I've been really blessed coming away. I've sometimes cried that as I come away, but I've been so blessed. And then what about the tea and the coffee and the cake and the biscuits? You know, should I mark it out of 10 or whatever? People have been very generous. They've been very, very hospitable when I've gone. And they've offered me tea or coffee or, in some cases, a piece of cake. And it's been great. So thank you for the hospitality I've enjoyed at various places. It's just wonderful. Gareth mentioned attributes of pastoral work. As I read the Gospels, as I've been reading the Gospels lately, I've noticed that Jesus often meets individuals. Now, we have some instances where there's a sermon follows or there's a discussion that, you know, the woman at the well, there's a whole lot of teaching goes with it, or you know, but Jesus met lots and lots of people, and we don't know what went on. And I sometimes think about these things. So, for example, in John's Gospel, the boy that brought his picnic and gave it to Andrew. Now, did he actually meet Jesus? And what did Jesus say to this boy? The boy was bringing his picnic. Did he think it was for this great teacher to have something to eat? You know, was he giving it in that sense? It doesn't actually tell us. But did Jesus wink at him and just say, "You wait and see, son. You wait and see." Did he ruffle his hair and say, "Just wait and see what's going to happen. We're going to feed 5,000 people with these loaves and fishes." I don't know. I'm using my imagination. But that sort of encounter that we don't know, because it doesn't tell us, you know, it might say that Jesus met Zacchaeus, for example, and we don't actually know the conversation. But what did Zacchaeus say to Jesus? What did Matthew say to Jesus when Jesus was with him alone? And there are so many examples where Jesus speaks or encounters people. And we can reflect or think as to what the response might have been. I don't know. I'm imagining that, really. I have to say a lot of thank yous. Thank you to Gareth. He's been a great encouragement to me. Thank you, too, for the people who've prayed for me, who've encouraged me, who've asked me what I'm doing. Thank you to those that have let me know that somebody needs a visit or somebody needs something. That has been amazing, because people have sent me emails or have sent me a text or whatever. So the staff have been very encouraging. The pastoral stewards, you know, Jack and Anne and Glenn specifically, but the pastoral team also have been a great encouragement to me, the members of staff, the stewards as a whole. You know, that some of them have asked me from time to time how things are going. And of course, pastoral visitors I need to thank, and the pastoral contact, and those that make meals. I'm a so-so cook, you know, as less afterwards, but, you know, I have taken a meal to nearly all the new babies that have arrived in the last 3 years, you know, for the family, and we've managed, with the help of a number of people that are willing to cook and make a meal and deliver it, to actually support families with new babies, you know, for a fortnight, maybe immediately after the birth of the baby, but maybe after a little while, when Dad's gone back to work or whatever it might be. And thank you to those, you know, who just encouraged me and just smiled at me or whatever it might be. And I just say at the end, may God continue to bless every one of you in the things that might happen to you in the next day or two or the next few weeks. May God encourage you to have those one-to-one encounters with maybe family members, maybe with friends, maybe with other people, those one-to-one encounters, as Jesus had many one-to-one encounters. It's such a privilege. So thank you. If I've forgotten anything, you'll have to tell me later. But that's it.